Thank you so much. I'm very happy to be here today with the ISKCON Calgary devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. Vancha kalpataru bhayascha kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai jagat guru shrila prabhupada ki jai apne apne gurudev ki jai. I just heard that you're coming to the end of your Ram Navami celebrations today. It's morning here in India. We just completed the Ram Navami celebrations yesterday. And I'm very happy that I get a chance to have a double Ram Navami celebration, all your grace. So I was asked to speak about Hanumanji, and it's so appropriate to speak about Hanumanji on Ram Navami Day, because you already been pleasing the devotees of Lord by speaking Ram Katha. What I saw from your poster yesterday, that last couple of days or few days you've been discussing Ram Katha, you were having recitation of Ramayan. So when Lord Ram's glories are recited, the devotees become very happy. And when the devotees' glories are recited, the Lord becomes very happy. So on his birthday, appearance day today, we're going to make Lord very happy by reciting the glories of his dear devotee, that is Hanumanji. You know, there's a very beautiful pastime, in South India. There's this temple town called Sri Rangam. And many, many years ago, you know, it so happened once in Sri Rangam that Lord Nam Perumal, the Ranganath's Utsav Vigraha, you know, Sri Ranganathji's Utsav Vigraha, goes for a walk every evening. So when the Lord goes for a walk every evening, it's very grand. The Lord is in the palanquin, and there is the Nadaswaram, you know, there is drums and flute and kartal and different instruments playing, and there are the brahmanas chanting the Vedic mantras, and the devotees are in the procession, and it's so grand every evening to see Lord like this, you know, on his evening walk. But one day, Lord suddenly said, stop. Now, those were the days when the devotees were also so pure that the deities used to talk to the devotees. So Nam Perumal says, stop. So the deity, everybody stops. And he says, today I don't want these drum players. Ask them to go. Today I don't want these Shehnai, you know, these players. Ask them to go. Ask them to go. And everybody's like, what's happening? And then he says, ask Ramanuja to go. And Ramanujacharya is so surprised. What did I do wrong? And everybody else is surprised, because Ramanujacharya is a favorite devotee of the Lord. And Lord says, I want him to go. He cannot be there in the procession. And Ramanuja just very humbly leaves. What to do? Lord has asked him to leave. And then Lord asks his pujari, oh, did Ramanuja go? Says, yes, my Lord, he left. Ah, now, instead of chanting my glories, you chant the glories of Ramanuja. This is what I want to hear when I'm on my evening walk. I want to hear the pastimes. I want to hear the glories of my devotees. So now, as I take my evening walk, you chant the glories of Ramanuja, and I'm going to hear it. So that is how the tradition started. And then one after another, verse after verse, the 100 verses they chanted in glories of Ramanuja, and the Lord was enjoying his palanquin drive. So the Lord enjoys when the devotees' glories are narrated. So this is the pleasure we are trying to give today to Lord Sri Ram, recite the glories of his glorious, glorious devotee, Sri Hanumanji. And I'm equally excited to speak about Hanumanji, because personally Hanumanji has been my hero since childhood. And since childhood, we in our house, we had this ritual. Every day we supposed to chant Hanuman Chalisa. So it was every day you have to chant 3 times before you go to school. On Sundays, you chant 11 times. And if you have a fever or something, then mother chants for you. So I remember my whole childhood, you know, Hanumanji was like a doctor. You know, we have fever or something, my mother used to take us on lap, put her hands on our head and chant Hanuman Chalisa. And, you know, especially this line, Nase Roga Hare Sabapira, when somebody remembers Hanumanji, then all the roga, all the disease go away. And personally, I like that line, Bhoot Pisacha Nikat Nahi Aave, because I remember as young children, you know, sometimes mother asks you to go and bring something, fetch something from that room or this room, you know. Me and my sister, we were so afraid of darkness. So we just like, you know, you go. And then, you know, I don't want to go because you have to go, you know, she's in the hall. We have to go to the bedroom, cross few rooms and go. And in the evening, you know, just have to go and put the light. So our mother, you know, in the childhood, she said, remember Hanumanji, nothing will happen. Because see, as child, you know, children, we're afraid of shadows, you know, in the evening, those shadows which come, you know, which are made because of the reflection of the light. So I remember we used to just chant this, Bhoot Pisach Nikat Nahi Aave, go and put the light in the other room. So from childhood, I've had beautiful, beautiful memories of Hanumanji. And today when I was asked that we should speak about Hanumanji something, I thought instead of just like narrating one pastime after another about Hanumanji, I thought I'll recite the Hanuman Chalisa, which is like 40 verses written by Tulasidas. And then with those verses, I'll tell you the stories and the pastimes connected to that. And that way, if the devotees want to recite Hanuman Chalisa, once they hear this, they can do it with more bhava, because now they know the meaning of every word in Hanuman Chalisa. So we will read one verse, and then I'll tell you the pastime related to that. So Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. श्री गुरु चरण सरोज रज निज मन मुकुर सुधार बरनौ रघुवर विमल जशु जोदायक फल चार. This is an invocation, the Mangalacharan of Hanuman Chalisa, where Tulsidas is invoking the blessings of Guru, Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raja. So this is something so beautiful. Anything that we want to start auspicious, we need to seek the blessings of Guru. When we seek the blessings of Shri Guru, all auspiciousness comes in. Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja. Here Shri also, we can take it as Sita Devi. So Shri Guru is Guru who is empowered by Sita Devi. Because we know the whole Shri Sampradaya comes in the disciplic succession of Lakshmi Devi, who is an expansion of Sita Devi. So unless and until the Guru is empowered by Sita Devi, now how will we get the knowledge from Guru? So Shri Guru, the Guru who is empowered by Sita Devi, Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja. Charana is the lotus feet. Saroja is the, lotus. Raja is the dust. So here Tulsidas is saying that I want to take the dust of the lotus feet of Guru. Okay, so for what? What will you do with that dust? So in the next line he says, Nija mana mukura sudhar, because my mind is dirty and I want to clean it. So how do you clean a dirt? So how a dust can clean something? If something is dirty, you clean it with something pure. How come he's asking dust to clean something which is dirty? But this is not a normal dust. This is divine dust. So he said, with the divine dust of Sri Guru's lotus feet, I want to clean my heart. I want to clean my heart. And why does he say lotus? Why not some other flower? So the acharyas say, just like the lotus, it grows in the muddy water, but it lends a purity to the environment. Similarly, Guru is unaffected by material world and he just enlightens the whole world by his presence. So Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nijmana Mukura Sudhar. I want to take the dust of the lotus feet of my Guru to clean my heart. Now taking the dust of the lotus feet of Guru also means to keep a menial disposition to serve Guru, to render service to Guru. That is also taking the dust. You know, sometimes devotees get confused. So everywhere it is about dust. So what do we do? Do we literally go and take the dust from the devotee's feet? Yeah, you can literally do that also. But the internal meaning is that you render menial service to that devotee is taking the dust of the feet. So Shri Guru Charana Saroja Raja Nijamanamu Kuru Sudhar. Okay, so now I have taken the dust from the Guru and I have cleaned my heart. What should I do next? Baranau Raghuvar Bimalajashu. Now since your heart is clean, talk about Raghuvar. Talk about Lord Ram. So now we may think, well, we thought we are going to discuss Hanuman Chalisa. But here in the first thing he says, talking about Raghuvar. So are we going to talk about Lord Ram? So Acharyas say that Lord Ram and Hanuman, they are interconnected. You can't, you know, if you're talking about Hanuman, means you're talking about Ram. And if you're talking about Ram, you can't avoid talking about Hanuman. But then there's another Acharya who gave a beautiful interpretation to that. He said, here Raghuvar doesn't mean Ram. Raghuvar means Hanuman only. He said, how is that possible? He said, because Sita Devi, when Hanuman came there when Hanuman met Sita Devi at Ashok Vatika and gave the mudra, gave the, ring to Sita Devi. Sita Devi was so happy that she called Hanuman as the son of Lord Ram, you know. So son, say Raghuvar basically means one who comes in the lineage of the Raghu dynasty. So now that Sita Devi has called Hanuman as my dear son, that means he also comes in the lineage of Raghu dynasty. And even Lord Ram addressed Hanuman as son when he found Sita Devi and he came and gave that information to Lord Ram. Ram hugged him and said, you are like my son. So here the Acharyas say Raghuvar here means Hanumanji only, because he is now the son of Ram and Sita. So he is also coming in that Raghuvar dynasty. So Baranau Raghuvar Bimalajashu. So what should I do with my clean heart? I'm going to glorify Hanuman. Jo Dayak Falachar. Okay, so what happens when you glorify Hanuman? It says Falachar, four things you will get. So for those who are materialistic, they'll get Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. And for those who are devotees, they'll get devotion of the Lord. They'll get Jnana, they'll get Yoga, the Yunjan, attachment to Lord. They'll get devotion towards Lord. So this is the first sloka of Hanuman Chalisa, how Tulsidas is praying Sri Guru that please clean my heart so that I can now recite the glories of the devotee of Lord Ram Hanumanji. We'll go to the next sloka now. Buddhihina tanu janike sumiro pavan kumar balabuddhi vidya deho mohi harahu klesh vikar. So buddhihina tanu janike, just see how sweet Tulsidas is starting with such humility. I don't have any intelligence. Buddhihina tanu janike, I don't have any intelligence. Buddhihina, I don't have any buddhihina. Sumiro Pavana Kumar. It's very, very beautiful. You know, when in the material life, we are proud about even those things which we don't have. But in spiritual life, the devotees are humble even about things that they have, very much have. You know, in the material life, we are all having this borrowed plumes, right? Borrowed plumes. Nothing belongs to us. Everything is Krishna's. Everything is Lord Rama's. But we are so proud. This is my house. This is my body. This is my, you know. We are so proud about that which does not even belong to us. This is how the material world is. But in the spiritual world, the devotees are not proud even about that which belongs to them actually. Tulsidas is such a pure devotee, but he's so humble. He says, I don't have any buddhi. I don't have any buddhi. So this is a symptom of a devotee. Symptom. So here he says, buddhihina tanu janike sumiro pavana kumar. Actually, with humility, start spiritual life. The day we understand that I am buddhihin, I need the help of Lord. I am weak. The day somebody can understand that, then begins the spiritual life. If you think I'm okay, I'm fine, I don't need any help, then how do we start the spiritual life, right? This is something like I keep telling this in my classes, that if somebody is completely drunk, then he will not accept that he's drunk. He'll say, I'm fine. I'm just perfect. What's the problem? Even though he's somewhere lying in a drain, you know, but he'll say, I'm okay. But if somebody is a little drunk, then he knows, he's conscious. I think I've drank a little bit more. Maybe I need somebody to help me drive. I can't drive my car today. This is what happens when somebody is completely materialistic. They don't even realize that they need help, you know. But then here, you know, here Tulsidas is saying, I'm weak, I need help, my Lord, buddhihina. So this should be the attitude of a devotee, that I need help, Lord. So here Tulsidas not only helps us to understand how we should begin our spiritual life, but he also gives a solution for it. A devotee should feel like that, should feel weak, that I need help, and he should also seek help. Seek help where? Sumiro Pavan Kumar. Just like Tulsidas seek help of Pavan Kumar, that is Hanuman, we can also seek help of Sri Guru. I'm weak and I need my help of my spiritual guru for what? To reach Lord Ram or to reach Lord Krishna. So he gave the problem and the solution, both of it. So, buddhihin tanu janike sumiro pavana kumar. You know that you are weak and then you seek the shelter of a guru. Balabuddhi vidya dehumahi harahu klesha vikar. And what is he asking from the Lord? He's not asking any other wealth. He's just asking, give me bala, strength, give me buddhi, give me vidya, give me knowledge. And for what should this knowledge be used? Harahu klesha vikar. Klesha and vikar. There are two things. There are total 11 things actually. Vikar, there are 6 kinds of vikar. Kama, krodha, moha, lobha, mada, matsarya. They are vikar. And there are 5 kinds of klesha. Asmita, avidhya. These are all 5 kinds of kleshas. Asmita, avidhya, abhinivesha, raga, dvesha. These are all different kinds of klesha. So klesha and vikar. Hanumanji, please help us to remove the klesha and vikar. Give us bala, vidya, buddhi, so that we can understand our constitutional position as servant of Lord Shri Ram. Next, we'll go to the next sloka. Jai Hanuman Gyana Guna Sagar, Jai Kapi Satihu Loka Ujagar. Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, hail, hail Hanumanji. Jai Hanuman Gyana Guna Sagar. Very important point. There are 2 things here. Hanumanji is the ocean. Ocean of what? Jnana and Guna. This is a very rare combination. Sometimes some people have lot of Jnana, but they don't have Guna. Jnana brings arrogance. I know so much. So very rarely you see people who have so much knowledge, but they're also humble. So that's a rare combination you see in pure devotees. Jnana Guna Sagar. Hanumanji had so much knowledge. In fact, for the very first time, when Hanumanji met Lord Sri Ram and Lakshman, when they were coming to the Rishimukha Parvat to meet Sugriva, Hanumanji disguises as a Brahmin and then he goes and meets Lord Ram. So Hanumanji speaks so sweetly that Lord Ram is telling to Lakshman that, oh, he's a perfect Brahmana, oh, he's a perfect person we can keep our trust on. And at several other places, Lord Ram has told about Hanuman's speech, that Hanumanji, when he speaks, he was such a sweet speaker that even an enemy who has a raised sword in hand and ready to attack, if he hears Hanumanji's speech, he'll give up the sword. That sweet speaker Hanumanji was. Actually, with knowledge comes a sweet speech. It says in the scriptures that if somebody has read the 4 Vedas, how do you know? What's the symptom? So it says if somebody has mastered the Samaveda, when they speak, there will be melody. It's as if there may be no musical accomplishment, but their voice itself is a melody. That means they have mastered Samaveda. They said if somebody has mastered Atharva Veda, then you can see that humility. They'll be so much humble in their behavior. They say somebody has mastered Yajurveda, then there will be lavishness in their vocabulary. If somebody has mastered Rig Veda, then they are like a verbatim, you know. Whatever you say one time, you don't have to repeat. It will be like so much memory in the mind. So like that, these are the symptoms. If somebody has an eloquent speech, Oh, that means they have digested knowledge. See, there's something which you parrot. You hear something and you parrot. But when that knowledge is digested and then it comes out from your mouth, it gives a different kind of a feeling even to the hearers, you know, when they hear the digested knowledge. So like that, Lord Ram is praising Hanuman. Because when Hanuman spoke to Lord Ram, Ramji is telling Lakshman, the voice is coming exactly from where it's supposed to come. See, the voice also, when we speak, it comes from three places. One is it comes from the palate, you know. One, it comes from the nasal. And one comes from the stomach. So now, those who are very expert in speech, they know which voice has to come, which sound has to come from where. So Hanumanji was so expert, which vowel, which word has to come from where, it will come from there only. You know, what has to come from the nasal passage will come from the nasal passage only. So like that, Lord Ram was so impressed by Hanumanji. So Jai Hanuman Gyana Guna Sagar, he was an ocean of jnana, so much knowledge. And why do we say Guna Sagar also? Why we say that he is also an ocean of qualities? Because when Hanumanji took knowledge from Suryadev, we all know Hanumanji went to Lord Surya and he says, I want to learn from you. And Surya says, well, the classroom is full. The Surya's chariot had 6 million sages already taking teachings from Suryadev. So Suryadev says there are already 6 million sadhus are, you know, teaching every day. There is no place inside the classroom. So Hanuman says, I don't need any place in the classroom. I'll just fly along with you and I'll hear. So Surya says, then it's all right because there is no benches, no chair anymore in my classroom. So he says, okay. So as Suryadev is doing his orbit, Hanumanji is flying with him and hearing, you know, taking all the knowledge in the floating classroom, you know. So just like that, he takes all the knowledge. So at the end of it, he asks Guruji, I've learned a lot from you. So what is the Guru Dakshina, the fees of the school? So Suryadev says, I only need one fees. Take care of Sugriv, my son. You should always take care of him. So now just to please the Guru, for whole his life, he was surrendered to Sugriv. Now you may say, what's the big thing about it? Now the big thing is, Hanumanji was, you know, buddhimatam, varishtam. He was so intelligent, not only mentally, physically, he was so strong. Now, if somebody has to work under somebody who's not that intelligent like you, it's very difficult. See, even though we are not so smart, still for us, you know, okay, forget about working under somebody. Even in a Bhagavatam class, if you hear some story which you already know, you don't want to hear. You look here, you look there, look at the fan. You get so much agitated because I already know this story. So if it's something new that I don't know, then we want to hear. But if I know it, somewhere our ego is like, I already know this, you know, the mind. So imagine just that 45 minutes of Bhagavatam class, that 1 hour of Bhagavatam class also, for us it becomes like a, you know, intolerable. Imagine Hanuman had to stay under Sugriv, who didn't even have 1/4 of the knowledge that Hanuman had, didn't even had 1/4 of the strength that Hanuman had, but still Hanuman was so humble. That itself shows he was Gunasagar. So humbly working under somebody whom you know that he doesn't even have that much knowledge or that much, you know, strength that you have, itself shows that you are having such beautiful quality of surrender and humility, which the Lord likes. When the Lord sees a devotee is humble, devotee is surrender, then, you know, you can steal the heart of the Lord. So here he is, buddhimatam, jnana guna sagar. He was full of jnana and guna. Jai kapisa tihu loka ujagar. Kapisa, kapi, one of the acharya has given a very beautiful meaning. Kapi actually means monkey. But he said, no, kapi means pivata. Pi means drinking. And kapi means one who is always drinking the katha of Lord Ram. That is Hanuman, Kapi. So here it says, Jaya Kapisha. Of course, Isha means Lord, you know. So king. So Kapisha means one who is the king of monkeys. Now somebody may ask, how can Hanuman be king? He was never the king. Sugriva was first, Vali was the king, and then Ramji killed Vali, so Sugriv became the king. But we never heard in Ramayana that Hanuman was ever the king of monkeys. So the Acharya says, no, he is the king of monkeys. How? He said Sugriv and Vali were physically the king of, you know, monkeys, but Hanuman was the king of the hearts of the monkeys. He was in everybody's heart. So that is why he is Kapisha. He is the king of the heart of everybody. So all the monkeys there, though they were all part of Sugriva's or Vali's army, but in their heart, only one person ruled, and that was Hanumanji. So Jai Kapisha Tihu Loka Ujagar. Oh, why do we say this line, Tihu Loka Ujagar? This is a very beautiful pastime. How it happened that once Brahmaji was meditating, and his Kamandalu, you know, by mistake in meditation, he just pushed his Kamandalu, it fall down. And now whatever was there inside Kamandal came out. Now what came out from the Kamandal was a demon called Kalanta. Now he was supposed to come after 33 years, but he came beforehand. So now this Kalanta, he came out and he started swallowing all the galaxies. He swallowed the sun, swallowed the Kala Chakra. Now Brahma is not aware. When he saw the Kamandalu fall down, he saw so many things were here and there. He picked it up, put back in the Kamandalu and started meditating. So then Indra came and he woke up Brahma. He said, just check if something is missing in your Kamandalu. He said, why? Why is that? He said, because the galaxies are missing. Looks like some demon has come out and he started swallowing galaxies. Then Brahma checks. He said, yeah, one demon is missing. Now what to do? So they go to Shivaji, and they say, they go to Lord Shiva's for help. But Lord Shiva is in deep meditation of Lord Ram. So what to do? Then Indra said, okay, let's go to Hanuman. So then they go and ask Hanuman for help. So then Hanuman goes and he fights with Kalanta. Now in that process, what happens? Hanumanji gets swallowed inside Kalanta. Now when he gets swallowed inside Kalanta, by mistake he steps on the Kala Chakra, and Hanuman gets transported to some other world. Now in that world, what is happening? The princess has been kidnapped by a demon. The demon wants the necklace from the queen's neck. So he is not leaving the princess. So now Hanumanji tries to help. Okay, how should I help? So yeah, he goes to the queen and says, please give your necklace. The queen says, I don't have the necklace. The necklace is taken by some other people who are in the Chala Loka. So then Hanuman goes to the Chala Loka, and there he says, okay, please give the necklace. And they says, we don't have the necklace. This Loka has been conquered by dwarfs. So now Hanumanji fights the dwarfs and somehow, you know, gets the people of Chala Loka their kingdom back. So now once he gets the kingdom back, gets the necklace back, the dwarfs say, don't leave us here. Please drop us back to our Loka. So now he takes the dwarfs and, you know, he goes them to drop to their Loka, and they say there is no Loka. Their planet has been dropped, you know, has been put inside water. Then Hanumanji goes inside the water, gets the planet back, puts the dwarfs there, takes the queen's necklace, go back to the Loka, and there gives the demon the queen's necklace, gets the princess out, again steps on the Kala Chakra, comes back, and there he sees in the Kalant's stomach, even the Surya is inside. So now because the Surya is inside, everything has gone heavy in the universe. And then Brahmaji is convincing Kalanta, you know, please don't do that. Hanuman is in your stomach. He'll tear the stomach out and come out. If you want to save your life, just come back into the Kamandala. And then Kalanta accepts it. And then Hanumanji takes a sun and comes out from Kalant's mouth. And now, you know, because the sun has come out, everywhere there is light. And Kalanta goes back into the Kamandalu of Brahmaji. So this is why it is here, you know, Teen Ho Loka. All the three lokas became Ujagar because of Hanumanji's help, right? So Jai Hanuman Gyan Guna Sagar, Jai Kapisa Tihu Loka Ujagar. We'll go to the next line. Rama Duta Atulita Valadhama Anjani Putra Pavana Sutanama. Rama Duta Atulita Baladhama. Dhama means place. Atulita Baladhama. Oh, Hanumanji, he is a reservoir of all strength, you know, all power. And why he has so much unsurpassable power? Because he's Rama Duta. He's an envoy of Ram. He's a messenger of Lord Ram. See, when first time Hanumanji met Lord Ram, Hanumanji was in disguise. And Lord Ram asked him that, can you give your introduction? So Hanuman said, I'm servant of Sugriva. So Lord Ram didn't like it. He stepped back and he asked Lakshman to converse. So Lord Ram expected that he will say, I'm servant of Lord Ram. But it took some time. Hanumanji said, I'm servant of Sugriva. And then of course, after association with Lord Ram, after 4 months, from Sugriva's servant, he becomes Rama's servant, Ramaduta. But then when he goes and meets Sita Devi in Ashok Vatika, and when he sees the unalloyed devotion of Sita Devi, Hanuman takes up that mood. And from there on, he is no more Ramaduta. He becomes a Ramadasa, servant of Lord Ram, son of Lord Ram. Now, what is the difference between Ramaduta and Ramadasa? Now, Duta is somebody who carries the message. And servant is somebody who actually implies or actually follows that message or follows that mood in their life, right? Something like Ramaduta is like Pracharak, you know, preaching, who do Prachar. But Ramadasa is Achar, one who actually follows it in their life, whatever Lord Ram has given that instructions. So from Ramaduta, Hanuman becomes Ramadasa, and then he takes up that mood of Sita Devi. And from there on, he was no more a servant of Sugriva, he was Ramadasa. So here it says, Ramaduta Atulita Baladhama. So much strength he had. Now, why did Hanuman have so much strength? Because he was carrying Lord Rama in heart. There was double strength. You know? When Hanuman was a little boy, at that time there was one Rishi called Vishwambar. Now, this Vishwambar Rishi, he used to live in Badrika Ashram. So one day he invited Anjana, Hanuman's mother, and Kesari with little Hanuman to Badri Narayan for darshan. So now this couple along with Hanuman, they went there. Now the speciality of this Vishwambar Rishi was, he was a mauni. For 50 years he hadn't spoken anything. So when Hanuman and with his parents, he goes for the darshan of Badri Narayan, as a little boy, looking at the form of the deity, he says, this is Ram, this is Ram. And mother is correcting, no, this is not Ram, this is Narayan. No, this is not Ram, this is Narayan. And Hanuman keeps on saying, this is Ram. And immediately, suddenly, the Rishi Vishwambar, he opens up his mouth and he says, Satyavachan. This is correct. What the child is saying is correct. Now all his disciples and everybody get shocked, because he had a vow of lifelong vow of not speaking. He was a mauni, but he just couldn't resist and he speaks, Satyavachan, this is correct. Lord Ram is Narayan. Narayan is Ram. And then he blesses Hanuman. He blesses Hanuman. He said, Lord Ram will always be in your heart. Even for a moment, you will not forget Lord Ram. So that blessings Hanuman had. So that is why Atulita Baladhama, because it's not only Hanumanji's strength, it's double strength, because Hanumanji is carrying Lord Ram always in his heart. So Ramaduta Atulita Baladhama, Anjani Putra Pavanasutanama. Actually, Hanumanji's mother, she was a apsara. Her name was Punjikasthala. So this Punjikasthala, there were so many celestial women, but she was very special. Because the other celestial women, they were so much interested in their own body, beauty and other entertainment. But she was always very spiritual minded. So once she made a very beautiful Rudraksha mala and she gave it to Brihaspati. And Brihaspati became very happy. And immediately he blessed, oh, you will have a virtuous son. And after saying that, he stopped himself. Oh, what did I do? Usually apsaras, they don't become mothers, you know. They're not there for becoming mother. But he said, I don't know why this just came out from my mouth. After a few days, Durvasa Muni came there. So Brihaspati asked Punjakasthala, take care of Durvasa Muni as long as he's here. Help him for his homam and all. So now she was very excited because she was spiritual minded. So she used to bring water for the fire sacrifice, bring flowers, decorate the homam kunda. Very excited. Now because of her over enthusiasm for seva, one day it so happened that she was carrying some water and the water spilled in the yagya kunda. So Durvasa Muni got very upset. He gets angry very quickly. So he said, why are you jumping like a monkey, you know? Why can't you just walk straight? Why did you spill water on my homam kunda? Go, you will become a monkey. So she gets cursed that she'll become a monkey. After a few days, she was once traveling in an airplane. and she saw that there's a light emanating from a pile of mud, you know, from the earth. So she comes down and she digs it. So when she digs it, there's actually a rishi inside who's been doing austerity for many years. And he gets very upset. Why did you remove all this? What do you think you are doing? What is this monkey-like curiosity that you have? Go and become a monkey. So now she sees, what is happening? Everybody is cursing me to become a monkey. And then finally she does become a monkey after getting so many curses. So she's born as Anjana, daughter of a king called Kunjara. And then in that life, she gets married to Kesari. And both of them have no children. So Anjana is doing a lot of austerity. She's meditating inside a cave and she's trying to please, you know, the Lord so that she can get children. So while she was doing this meditation and tapasya, simultaneously the Putra Kameshti Homam is happening in Ayodhya. And then the fire god has come up with the, you know, sweet rice. And now the sweet rice is supposed to be distributed among the three queens, Kaushalya and Sumitra and Kaikai. But just as they are trying to divide the sweet rice, an eagle comes and, you know, takes a little portion of it and flies away. And this eagle goes and drops the portion in mid-air where Anjana is doing her tapasya. And Pavana, the lord of wind, he blows that portion and takes it inside the cave and gives it to Anjana. And that is how Hanuman is conceived inside the womb of Anjana. So Hanumanji is Kesari Nandan also. Hanumanji is Anjana Putra also. And Hanumanji is Pavanaputra also, because Pavan, the god of wind, brought the portion to Anjana. So, Rama Duta Atulita Baladhama Anjani Putra Pavanasuta Nama. He is Pavanasuta. Next, we'll go to the next verse.
Mahavira Vikrambajarangi Kumati Nivara Sumati Ke Sangi.
Mahavir, oh Hanuman, he's a mighty hero. See, Mahavir has a lot of meanings. Mahavir is not only one who is physically very strong, but Mahavir also means he's an all-rounder. He's not only, you know, physically strong, he's also Danvir, he's also Dharmavir, he's also Tapavir, all kinds of Tyagavir, all kinds of qualities Hanuman has. Dayavir. We see Hanuman is full of compassion. If you read the whole Ramayana, you will never hear that Hanuman anytime fought with anybody for his personal need. He's always fighting either for Ram or for Sugriva or to help somebody, but never for his own personal needs. So he was Dayavir, full of compassion. He was Danavir. Why do we say he was Danavir? Okay, giving charity is a very big thing when you give some portion of your wealth. But he was an ultimate Danavir. He didn't give portion of his wealth. He gave himself to Lord Ram. By his mind, body, words, he was always ready to serve Lord Ram. So he was really Danavir. So he was Danavir. He was Dayavir. He was Dharmavir. Why we say Dharmavir? When Hanuman goes to Lanka searching for Mother Sita, he has to go inside all the palaces of different Ravana's queens, and there are ladies lying down there naked, and what kind of temptations were around him, but he never got tempted. So he's really Dharmavir. So Dharmavir, Danavir, Dayavir, Tyagavir. Why we say Tyagavir? See, Hanuman of his era, he was the most powerful person. But he never had that ego. He never had that pride. He never took that fame. See, there are many sacrifices one can do. You can sacrifice your wealth. You can sacrifice. But to sacrifice fame, the fame brings a lot of pride. And to sacrifice that, one needs a lot of inner strength. So he never took up the fame upon himself. He was always surrendered and trying to serve the Lord. So he was really Tyagavir. He never took any fame, any adoration from anybody. He was simple devotee, always want to serve Lord Ram. So he was really Mahavir. He was a Dharmavir, he was a Danavir, he was a Tyagavir. Yeah, so that is Mahavir. Mahavir Vikrama Bajarangi. Vikrama means somebody who does something very mighty, Now, no need for explanation for this. Yeah, Mikram Bajarangi. So many mighty things Hanuman did, getting the Dronachal Parvat and saving Lakshman's life and, you know, helping Lord Ram every step in so many different ways. So, Mahavir Vikram Bajarangi. How did he get this name Bajarangi? Well, we all know this pastime of how Hanuman, when he was a little child, he just jumped and tried to get the sun, you know, and he thinks sun as an apple and swallows the sun inside. And then Indra comes and fights, and then different people come and fight with him, and then Indra breaks his jaw. That's why he got the name Hanuman, because Hanu means jaw in Sanskrit, and with Vajra, with the Vajra, Indra breaks his jaw, and then Vayu becomes very angry, and then he just takes up the air, you know, from the whole world, and people become breathless. Then all the demigods, they come and they start blessing Hanuman, you know. And when Hanuman gets back his consciousness, all the devatas, 14 different devatas, give him different shaktis. So that way, Indra says that you will become Vajra Angi. That means every part of your body will become like a Vajra. That much strong you will become. So from that day onwards, he got the name Hanuman, and he also became Bajrangi. So Mahavira Vikrama Bajrangi. Kumati Nivara Sumati Kesangi. That means he avoids the association of bad. Sumati Kesangi. Always takes association of the good. He is a dispeller of evil thoughts and a companion of the good. So we see that he never associated with Vali. He associated with Sugriva. Not only that, he helped Sugriva. I heard one pastime of how this Vali, though he had been cursed by Matanga Rishi, so he could never put his step in Rishimukha Parvata. So that's why Sugriva was always taking shelter of that Parvata. But what Vali used to do every day, three times, when he has to go and chant his Gayatri, he has to fly over the Rishimukha Parvata to go to the ocean for chanting his Gayatri. So every time he flew, he kicked Sugriva's head. Every time. So like that, three times in a day, he was kicking him and going. He used to kick in such a way that he used to not step on the hill, but he used to kick Sugriva's head. So Sugriva was so sad. But when Hanuman came into Sugriva's life, what Hanuman did one day, when Vali was kicking Sugriva, Hanuman hold the legs of Vali and was trying to make the leg touch the Rishimukha Parvata. And when he was trying to do that, Hanuman was so full of strength. Then Vali said, sorry, I won't kick Sugriva anymore, but please leave my leg. And then Hanuman leaves it. And from there on, Vali stopped kicking Sugriva. So, Kumati Nivar Sumati Kesangi, helping the good and, fighting the evil. I'll go to the next stanza.
Kanchana Bharana Viraja Suvesa Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa.
Kanchana Bharana, his body had a golden tinge. Biraja Suvesa, okay, his body had a golden tinge, yeah, but what is his Biraja Suvesa? Oh, he used to wear beautiful clothes? No, not only external cloth, he was actually clothed by pure intention. We see this pastime in Ramayana when Hanuman goes to Lanka and he's peeping inside everybody's room in the middle of the night. At one time, he just checks his thought. What am I doing? Is it ethical what I'm doing, peeping in somebody's bedroom in the middle of the night? And then his mind counsels him, no, you're not doing it for yourself. You're doing it as Ram Seva. So that's all right. Your intention is okay. So I thought that was such a beautiful point that Hanuman, though he was such an elevated devotee, he had this habit of introspection, continuously checking his mind. Why am I doing it? What is my intention? And I thought that was such a beautiful exercise for devotees also. Even when we are doing something, sometimes we just get carried away by this, though we say yukta ahara viharasya, but sometimes even when we take certain goods or facilities, we convince our mind that it's for Krishna Seva. Actually, I don't need it. It's for Krishna Seva. But then we really need to check how much of it is for Krishna Seva and how much of it is we really want it or personal sense gratification. So Hanumanji did that exercise. Why am I doing this? Why am I here? Why am I peeping into this room? What's happening? So continuously checking his mind. And I thought that was so beautiful for devotees also. checking your mind. Why am I doing this? Why did I buy this? What am I doing this? How am I using this? Am I actually using it only for Krishna Seva? Or I'm just trying to take some undue advantage. So yeah, Viraja Suvesa. Suvesa, beautifully clothed. Yeah, Hanuman is beautifully clothed. With pure intentions. Pure intentions. So Kanchana Varana Viraja Suvesa. Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa. Kanana Kundala. So this is a beautiful pastime of how, you know, when Hanumanji was inside the womb of Mother Anjana, Narad Muni went and told Vali, some special person is going to take birth, who is going to take away all your fame and, you know, are going to make trouble for you from the womb of Mother Anjana. So Vali was very smart and crooked. He called Kesari and Anjana to Kishkinda. He said, I want to host a dinner for you, please come. So they came. So what he did in the dinner, instead of giving a exotic soup of vegetables, Vali made a poisonous soup made up of 5 metals. The metals were melted and made into a soup, and he fed that soup to Anjana. So now Vali was very happy. I've done the job. Very soon I'll get the news that Anjana has got aborted. The baby inside has died. But the news never came. So he waited for one more day, 2 more days, and few more months, and the news never came. And afterwards he got the news that Anjana delivered a healthy baby. So he could not keep up his curiosity anymore. So he went there to see the child. How can the child be born when I have fed poisonous metals? So when he goes and he sees Hanuman, what he sees is Hanuman is born with a kundal which is made up of that 5 metals. So that 5 metals which he had, you know, poisonous metal which he had given as a soup, became Hanuman's kundal. So he was born with a kundal. Kanana kundala kunchita kesa. Kunchita kesa, Hanumanji had curly, curly hairs. And they were not normal hairs, a very, very special hair. There is very beautiful pastime connected to the hair of Hanuman. How once Yudhishthir Maharaj wanted to do Rajasuya Yajna. So to do this Rajasuya Yajna, they had to call a special Rishi who has to do this Yajna. And that Rishi, he is called Mriga. So what is that Rishi has to do is, he was a half deer and a half human. He was called Rishi Purushamriga. Rishi Purushamriga. So he was a half deer and half man. So he was required to do the Rajasuya Yajna. So Yudhishthira tells Bhima, you go and fetch the Rishi. But the problem is that Rishi, he had so many conditions. He was a very fast runner. Nobody can defeat him. He used to run with the speed of mind. So now Bhima was thinking in his mind, how will I convince him? How will I bring him? What will happen? He was all worried. So while he was walking in the forest, he met Hanumanji. So Hanumanji said, don't worry, Bhima. I'll help you with that. He said, how will you help me? So Hanumanji, what he did, he plucked few hair from his body and he said, Bhima, take this. This will help you. So Bhima said, how will this help? So Hanumanji said, that, you know, wherever you throw this hair, Shivalingas will sprout. So while the Shivalingas sprout, the Rishi will get busy in paying obeisances to Shivalinga and you can make a move. So Bhima said, thank you very much. So then Bhima went and he spoke with this Rishi Purushamriga. Please come and do the Rajasuya Yajna. My brother is inviting. So he said, yeah, I can do it. But my only condition is, we both will run together. If you go before me, then I'm doing the yajna. But if you cannot defeat me and I go before you, then I devour you. So Bhima said, okay, agreed. So now they started, both of them. Okay, let's see who reaches first. So now as they were running, whenever Bhima saw that this Rishi is running more faster, he used to immediately drop one hair of Hanuman in the ground. And the moment he drops one hair of Hanuman on the ground, thousands of Shivalinga were sprouting on the ground. And when this Shivalinga sprouted, then this Rishi starts paying obeisances to the Shivalinga. He gets busy, thousands, so he has to pay 1,000 obeisances. By that time, Bhima goes more further. And then again, when he catches up with Bhima, again he puts another strand of hair and another few lingas come up. So like that, finally he reached the place. But just about when he was just about to enter the palace, the right leg is inside, the body is inside, only the left leg is left. By that time, this rishi reaches and he just holds Bhima's leg and says, "Look, I won it. You have not gone totally inside. I have caught you. Now I'll devour you." By that time, Yudhishthir Maharaj comes there, and then rishi says, "Let Yudhishthir decide." So then Yudhishthir says, "Well, since all of his body and right leg has gone inside, so I request you, you may simply devour the left leg, and it's not about who win or who is victorious, but because you have caught hold of the left leg, you have the right to devour the left leg." So now this rishi, he feels very happy. He said, "Yudhishthir, you are such a just person. You never show partiality that he is your brother or something. You're always trying to give proper justice. I'm so happy with you. I'll not devour Bhima's leg, but I will do the Rajasuya Yagya." So like that is how the Rajasuya Yagya was conducted. So Kanana Kundala Kunchita Kesa, that's the beautiful pastime connected with the Kunchita Kesa of Hanumanji. Hat braj aur dhwaja biraje kandhe muj janevu saje. Hat bajra aur dhwaja biraje. You know, there are some auspicious lines, auspicious symbols on hands and legs, you know, with this. Sometimes, you know, the palmist will say, "Oh, this is going to happen." There are certain symbols, some chakras. So like that, in Hanumanji's hand, there was Vajra, the sign of Vajra, and the sign of Dvaja. That's one Acharya's interpretation. But then some others says, Hath Vajra or Dvaja Biraji. There's a beautiful story. How, see these Pandavas, they were facing so many problems in their life, right? But one thing that used to keep them together was that they used to always keep hearing katha. So once they were hearing katha from Markandeya Rishi, and Markandeya Rishi was explaining beautiful Ramayan. So whenever there is Ramayan spoken, Hanumanji will be there. So Hanumanji was also hearing Arjun, Bhima, Yudhishthir, all are sitting and hearing the Ram katha. When the Ram Katha was almost getting ended, Arjun got one doubt in his mind. So he went to the nearby river and he was standing and thinking in his mind, why did Lord Ram work so hard of making a bridge with stone? Ram was an archer. He could have simply made a bridge with arrows, you know. So while he's thinking like this in his mind, Hanumanji appears there as a Brahmin and says, "Hey, look, I know what's going on in your mind, but it's not possible. If you make the bridge with arrows, it cannot withstand the weight of the monkeys." Arjun said, "No, it can definitely withstand. If you want, I'll make it just now and show it to you." So Hanuman says, "Okay, go ahead. What to speak about monkeys? Even if I put my tail also, it will not stay. The bridge will break." So he challenged Arjun. So Arjun said, "If that is true, I'll make a pyre just now and I'll give up my body." So now the challenge had been done. So now Arjuna, he made a beautiful bridge, very strong bridge. So now Hanumanji, as an old Brahmana, when he went there, immediately the bridge broke. So like that, 2-3 times he tried, but the bridge broke. So now Arjun said, "Okay, as promised, now I'll just kill myself." So as he was about to get the pyre ready to kill himself, Lord Krishna comes there in the form of a Brahmana and says, "Stop. No, fighting is complete unless you have a neutral witness. So there was no neutral witness, so do it again, you know." So Arjun says, "Well, there is no use." But Krishna, in the form of a Brahmana, says, "No, that's all right. Do it again. Make the bridge again." So this time again, Arjun makes the bridge. And this time when he makes the bridge, when Hanuman goes and jumps on the bridge also, the bridge doesn't get broke. And Hanuman is thinking, what's happening? And then Hanuman understands, oh, it's all the power of Lord Ram. So they understand that this old Brahmin who has come is Lord Ram himself. And then Hanuman and Arjun, they both pay obeisances and they understand that it was their pride. Because Arjun had pride, Hanuman broke his pride. And now Hanuman had pride that I can just, break the bridge. Then Krishna broke even Hanuman's pride, and made sure both were humble, So at that time, Hanuman promised Arjun that I will be there in your dvaja.
whenever you fight on your chariot, the flag which is there, I will sit there and bring all auspiciousness. So, Dvaja Abhiraje, he sits there on the Dvaja of Arjuna. So, Hath Bajra or Dvaja Abhiraje. Of course, there's so many other stories also of how, you know, how this the Dvaja, this Vajra came in Hanumanji's hand. Actually, Vajra is a weapon of Indra. But once it so happened that Hanumanji's mother is an Apsara. So Apsaras, they don't stay in the earthly planet. They have to go back to the celestial planes. They have to go back to their home, you know, Swargaloka. So when Punjakasthala, Hanumanji's mother Anjana, she went back to the heavenly abode. So once when Hanuman came home, he's searching for his mother. So then somebody told him that, look, your mother has gone back. She's an Apsara and she's gone back. Hanuman says, no, but I want her back. So then he goes and, you know, he asks Matanga Rishi, what can I do? So Matanga Rishi says, only Durvasa Muni can help you. Go and ask Durvasa Muni. So when he goes in search of Durvasa Muni, he comes to know that Durvasa Muni has been kidnapped by Yaksharaj. So now he goes and he fights with Yaksharaj and somehow gets Durvasa Muni back. So Indra becomes very happy. Oh, you have helped to get Durvasa back. We were all thinking, how will we rescue Durvasa? So now Indra takes Durvasa, and then Durvasa blesses Hanuman that, okay, your mother can continue to stay with you in the earthly planet. So now they took Hanuman's mother and Durvasa Muni and Indra, and they're all going back, you know, to the earth planet. But then another asura, Vidyutasura, he attacks Hanuman and Indra. So while they are fighting, Indra's Vajra slips from his hand. So, but Hanuman is so active and so alert, though the Vajra slips, he immediately takes it and he slits the throat of Vidyutasura. You know, just, you know, slits the throat, and Vidyutasura dies. And after he dies, when Hanuman is trying to give the Vajra to Indra back, you know, this is your Vajra, you take it back, the celestial voice comes, no, now Indra's weapon of Vajra has become Hanuman's weapon, because Hanuman did such a great job. So then it permanently becomes Hanuman's. So that's why you see here, this is the word Vajra, Hath Vajra or Dvaja Abhiraje. He's always on the victory flag. Kandhe Muja Janeu Saje, on his shoulder there's always Janeu. Janeu is a sacred thread, and basically when you see a sacred thread on somebody's shoulder, then you understand that they know the scriptures or they are a student of Vedas, you know. So Kande Muja Janeu Saje, Hanumanji had a janeu permanently because he was a permanent student. He learned from so many teachers. He learned from Surya Dev, he learned from Narad Muni, even Lord Rama. It comes in Rama Rahasya Upanishad, how he gave Brahma Vidya to Hanuman. And he was a teacher also. He taught Prahlad, he taught Sanak Kumar, Sanatan. So many people he gave the knowledge. So like that, Hanuman was an eternal student. Okay, now it's already 8 o'clock. And we just completed 5 verses of Hanuman Chalisa. What I'll do is, maybe we'll just read the meanings and not go into the story, so that we can complete all the 40 verses. It's okay? We'll do that. Yeah? Okay. So we'll just directly read the... this itself is so huge. I mean, it's impossible to complete the 40 verses, because every verse has a beautiful story connected to it. So we'll just go verses, and maybe I'll just tell you one or two stories more, and then we'll try to end it here. Okay? So where are we here? So Hath Bajra or Dvaja Abhiraje, Kandhe Muja Janeu Saje. He has a sacred thread on his shoulder. Shankara Suvana Kesari Nandana Teja Pratapa Mahajagavandana. He's a son of Shankar, or you can say he's Swayam Shankar. Kesari Nandan, he's a son of Kesari. Teja Pratapa Mahajagavandan, because of his glorious character, you know, he's known in all the three worlds. Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatur Ram Kaja Karibeko Atur. Vidyavan Guni Ati Chatur is very smart. In fact, when Hanumanji was taking this knowledge from Surya. Surya got so attached to Hanumanji, he didn't want that Hanumanji should leave him. He wanted that Hanumanji should become his perpetual student. So what Surya did, he did a mischief. Every day, whatever he used to teach to Hanuman, next day morning he used to make sure that Hanuman forgets it. So that he has to again teach him. Then again, whatever he taught today, he'll make sure he forgets tomorrow. So again he has to teach it. And that way Hanuman will perpetually stay in his school. So one day finally Hanuman realized that, why am I forgetting everything, whatever I've been taught, you know. And then he says, Gurudev, please give me, you know, leave, I need to make a move. Then Surya says, okay, okay. And then Surya gives him a special blessing. He said, whoever remembers you will never forget their lessons. So that is why, you know, school students are told this, you know, remember Hanumanji. If you remember Hanumanji, then you don't forget your Vidya. So vidyavan guni ati chatur, ram kaj kari beko atur. Ram kaj kari beko atur is always eager to serve Lord Ram. You know, Ravana, he was trying to do some chandi yagya. So when Lord Ram and Vibhishan, they came to know that, they sent Hanuman that go and disturb the yagya. So he goes and, you know, he confuses the brahmanas, because ati chatur, very intelligent, and vidyavan, he has so much knowledge. So what he does is, he simply changes the mantra. Instead of karini, harini, he says, no, you just her becomes ka and ka becomes this, and he changes all the Sanskrit mantras. So instead of the Chandi Devi becoming happy with Ravan, she becomes angry. So like that, he disturbs the whole yagya. प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम लखन सीता मन बसिया. प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रसिया राम. हनुमान जी इज ऑलवेज ईगर टू हियर अबाउट लॉर्ड राम, एंड दैट इज अ स्पेशल बोन. वेर एवर राम कथा इज स्पोकन, हनुमान जी इज देर. राम लखन सीता मन बसिया, हु इज देर इन हिज हार्ट. वी नो दिस फेमस पास टाइम of how Sita Devi gave a diamond necklace to Hanuman and he broke it. And when people asked him, why are you breaking it? He said, no, I'm just searching if inside this diamond there is Sitaram. And then somebody asked that, do you have Sitaram in your heart? And then he just opens his heart in the Ayodhya, in the court, and he shows everybody how Sitaram, Lakshman, they are reciting in his heart. सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सियसि दिखावा, विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा. सूक्ष्म रूप, ही बिकेम सो स्मॉल व्हेन ही वेंट टू अशोक वाटिका, व्हेन ही मेट सीता देवी, बिकॉज ही वांटेड टू बी हम्बल. ही वांटेड सीता देवी शुड हैव अ मदरली अफेक्शन व्हेन शी सीज हनुमान. बट विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा, बट व्हेन ही बर्नड लंका, ही बिकेम विकट रूप, very big rupa, and he burned the whole Lanka. Bhima rupa dhari asura sahare, Ramachandra ke kaj saware. Bhima rupa, Bhima also means big. And there's also one story connected to Bhima, how Bhima went in search of a 1,000-leafed lotus flower, and how Hanuman acts like an old man, and you know, old vanara. And Bhima was not able to remove the tail of Hanuman from the pathway. And then finally he becomes humble. And then Hanuman blesses him that when, you know, during the war of Kurukshetra, when Bhima does the war cries, you know, making the enemy tremble, Hanuman said, I'll mix the intensity of my voice also inside. So that is why when Bhima used to cry, you know, make a loud noise during the Kurukshetra war, half of the enemies were getting killed out of the fear, because Hanuman's voice was also mixed inside Bhima's voice. So Bhima Rupa Dhari Asura Sahare, kill so many demons. Ramachandra ki Kaja Savare, help Lord Rama so many ways. Laya Sanjeevani Lakhana Ji Aaye, he brought this Sanjeevani and he made Lakshman Ji live. Shri Raghabir Harish Urlai, Harish is happy, he made Ramji so happy by helping to revive Lakshmana. Raghupati ki nahi bahut badai, tum mam priya Bharat sam bhai. Raghupati, Lord Ram was praising Hanuman. He said, you are like Bharat to me, which is a very special statement, because though Lord Ram was with Lakshman all the time, in his heart there was Bharat. Because somebody who is very far is more in your heart. Lakshman is always with Lord Ram. So Lord Ram told him that you are like Bharat to me. So this is something special. He told Hanumanji that you are like Bharat, like you are like my brother. सहसबदन तुम रोजस गावे अस कहि श्रीपति कंठ लगावे. सहसबदन, इवन अनंता विथ हिज थाउजेंड हुड्स इज ऑलवेज ग्लोरिफाइंग यू एंड सेइंग दिस. असपति अस कहि सेइंग दिस श्रीपति कंठ लगावे. श्री इज सीता देवी, पति इज हस्बैंड ऑफ सीता देवी, कंठ लगावे हग्स हनुमान. वी सी इन रामायण सो मेनी टाइम्स Hanuman ji got hugged by Shri Ram ji. When once Hanuman came back and he says, I found Sita, you know, Sita was found by me, found Sita I. You know, he doesn't say I found Sita, he says found. Because he doesn't want to delay. Why should Lord Ram, be delayed in getting this beautiful message that Sita has been found? Instead of saying I found Sita, he says found Sita, I, you know, so I am not so important, but I found Sita, that is very important. So Ramji hugs him. And the second time Ramji hugs him is when he saves Lakshman. And the third time Ramji hugs him is after killing Ravan. So Asa kahi Shripati kantha lagave, Lord Ram hugs Hanuman. Sanakadik Brahmadi Munisa Narada Sarada Sahita Ahisa. So he was so protective about sages. He used to protect the sages and he got knowledge from so many of them. He learned from Narad. But there's a beautiful pastime of how he learned Veena music from Narad. And when his teacher told him, okay, now let me see what I've taught you, Hanuman, sing. So when Hanuman started singing, it was so beautiful that even the stones started getting melted. So Narad Muni's eyes are closed. And his Veena is in his hand, and the Veena slipped from his hand. And the Veena went, and stood on a stone. Now when Hanumanji is singing, the stone started getting melted. So the Veena also got stuck inside the melted stone. And when Hanumanji stopped singing, everything got back to its original shape. But now Narad Muni was not able to take his Veena back because the Veena got stuck with the stone. Because the stone, when the stone was melted, Veena went inside. So now Narad Muni said, Hanuman, can you sing again? So that the stones will melt, so that I'll take my Veena. So Hanuman said, I won't sing again. And he starts running. And Narad Muni is running behind him. And he's running in the whole house. This goes on for some time. And finally Narad Muni holds Hanuman and catches him and says, come on, you sing. And then Hanuman sings. And Narad Muni takes his Veena back. And then Narad Muni asks Hanuman, why did you do this? Give me so much trouble. So Hanuman says, no, it's just that Guruji, I wanted that your lotus feet should go all around my house and the dust of your feet should touch all my place and everything should become purified. That's why I did this mischief. So like that. Narada Sarada Sahita Ahisa. Even Shivji personally came in the form of a hunter. And he also gave knowledge to Hanuman. Saraswati Devi gave knowledge to Hanuman. All the munis, rishis, everybody gave knowledge to Hanuman. Jam kuber dikpal jahate kabhi ko vidh kahi sake kahate. Hanumanji helped Kuber, helped Yama, helped Shani. All of these devtas were captured by Ravan. Indra used to take care of Ravan's horse. Other devtas were cutting vegetables in Ravan's kitchen. Shani was imprisoned. Because if Shani is not imprisoned and if Ravana sees Shani, then everything will become inauspicious. So he was hanged upside down and he was imprisoned. So when Hanuman went to search Sita in Lanka, he helped to get all these devtas out. So they were so grateful to him. Kabhi ko vid kahi sake kahate. So beautiful, all the poets, all the saints, scholars are praising Hanuman. तुम उपकार सुग्रीव ही किन्हा राम मिलाय राजपद दिन्हा. Oh, you have done a great favor to Sugriva. So what is that favor? Rajpad dinha. Okay, because he got Sugriva connected to Lord Ram, Sugriva became the king of Kishkindha. But that's not the only thing. There's an internal thing what he did favor to Sugriva. He connected Sugriva to the Supreme Lord. And not only did he connect, he kept sure that the connection continued. See, this is something, in our spiritual life. Sometimes we may get connected to devotees. We may get connected to the Lord. But the whole point is the connection needs to stay firm, longer, stronger. That's very much important. And that happens only when we are in touch with devotees. And that only Sri Guru does for us. Because sometimes we may like initially Krishna consciousness. But how long do we continue it? That's a big question mark, because we may get swayed away by Maya. But Sri Guru makes sure that the connection is on. What happens with Sugriva? 4 months of Chaturmasa, he completely forgets. He gets busy into his material enjoyment. But Hanuman reminds him, Sugriva, no, you need to serve Ram. So that's his job. So that's the great favor that Hanuman did to Sugriva. Not only that he made him the king of Kishkindha, but he got him that permanent connection with Lord Ram. So Tuma Upakara Subrivahikin, Sugriv. Kinha Ram Milaya Rajpada Dinham. He really made him the king, not only the king of Kishkindha, but he became a king by getting that connection with the Supreme Lord. Tumharo Mantra Vibhishana Mana Lankeshwara Bhaya Sabajagajana. Oh, what is that mantra he gave to Vibhishan? When he went to Lanka, he told Vibhishan, this is not your duty. Come and surrender to Lord Ram. But Vibhishan said, what about my Swadharma? He said, this is your Swadharma. Swadharma, if you think you are Ravana's brother, you think I have to serve Ravan. If you think you are Krishna, Rama's servant, then you have to serve Lord Ram. And even if you want to do your dharma of a brother, give the right guidance to Ravan. So he preached to Vibhishan and that inspired him. And that's how Vibhishan took the shelter of Lord Ram. Tumaro mantra Vibhishan mana Lankeshwar bhai sab jag jana. And Lord Ram made Vibhishan Lankeshwar, and that the whole world knows. Sab jag jana. Juga sahasra jojan parbhanu lilo thai madhur phal janu. This has become recently very famous, this verse of Hanuman and Chalisa, because now everybody knows that what people discovered now, the distance between the sun and the earth, Tulsidas puts this in Hanuman Chalisa. Juga sahasra jojana, 8 miles into thousand, sahasra is 1,000 years, yojana, 12,000. So 12,000 into 1,000 into 8 miles, it comes to the round figure distance of earth and sun. So that distance he crossed and he swallowed the sun. This is what they're mentioning, that leela they're mentioning in this verse. Prabhu mudrika meli mukha mahi jaladhi lang jagayo acharaj nahi. Prabhu mudrika meli mukha mahi. When Lord Ram gave that mudrika to Hanuman, Hanuman thought, where should I keep it? I can't wear it because it's Lord's Ram ring. I can't keep it in cloth. I may lose it somewhere. So he put it inside his mouth. And that mudrika had the name of Lord Ram. So that's why his tongue became a continuous, glorifying Lord Ram. So Prabhu mudrika meli mukhamai, kept inside his mouth. Jaladhi lag gayo acharajanai. So when Lord Ram is with you, what's the big thing if you can, jump oceans? Nothing big, because Lord Ram is with you. Durgam kaj jagat ke jete sugam anugraha tumhare tete. Durgam kaj, that which were very big things. He killed so many demons, and he fought with Simhika, and he gave a punch to Lankini, and how he defeated Surasa, and all that Durgama Kaj, he did it very simply, easily. Sugama, because he's remembering Lord Ram, so all that big work also he's doing it as if it's a small thing. Ram duare tum rakhware ho tan aagya bin paisare. He was standing guard to Lord Ram and Lakshman because he was worried. Vibhishan told that Ahiravan, Mahiravan, they may come and they may take Ram away. So you stand as a guard. So whole night Hanuman was standing guard. But of course, that's again another story, how Ahiravan did come as Vibhishan, and then he took away Lord Ram and Lakshman, and how Hanumanji goes to Patal Lok and gets Lord Ram and Lakshman back. Sab sukh lahe tumhari sharna, tum rakshak kahu ko darna. Oh, if your protection is there, sab sukha, everybody will be happy. What's there to worry? Aapan tej sumharo aape tino lok hat te kaape. Oh, because of your effulgence, all the three worlds, they're trembling and shaking. That much power Hanumanji had. Bhoot pisach nikat nahi aave, Mahabir jab naam sunave. Oh, no bhuta, no ghost, no bad elements can come next to you when we are chanting Hanumanji's name. नासे रोग हरे सब पीरा जपत निरंतर हनुमंत बीरा. इफ समबडी इज चैंटिंग हनुमान जीज नेम देन नो रोगा नो डिजीज विल कम. ही वाज स्पेशली गिवन बून बाय धनवंतरी. दैट्स ऑफ कोर्स अनदर बिग पास्ट टाइम हाउ दिस हैपेंस. व्हाई इफ यू चैंट हनुमान जीज नेम नो डिजीजेस कम्स टू यू. संकट ते हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम भजन ध्यान जो लावे. ओ एनी ऑब्स्टिकल्स एनी डिस्टर्बेंसेस इन अवर लाइफ हनुमान जी विल सेव. सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल तुम साजा. ओ यू डू ऑल द वर्क्स ऑल द जॉब्स ऑफ हनुमान जी ऑफ राम जी. हु इज राम जी? राम जी इज अ तपस्वी राजा. इज अ रिनाउंस्ड किंग यू नो एंड यू आर ऑलवेज सर्विंग हिम. और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे. एनीबडी हैविंग एनी डिजायर हनुमान जी गिव्स मोर देन वन व्हाट वन डिजायर्स. व्हाई डज हनुमान जी फुलफिल ऑल डिजायर? बिकॉज ही डजंट वांट दैट एनीबडी शुड डिस्टर्ब लॉर्ड राम. सो इफ एनीबडी इज आस्किंग लॉर्ड राम फॉर एनीथिंग एक्चुअली इट्स हनुमान जी हु विल डू इट. यू नो ही डजंट वांट एनीबडी शुड डिस्टर्ब अप टू लॉर्ड राम. यू नो there is this beautiful pastime of in South India. I don't know if you have heard about Bhadrachalam. There is a place here where there is a beautiful temple of Lord Ram. This was constructed by one devotee called Ramdas. He was a tax collector and he makes a beautiful temple of Lord Ram with lot of hard work. And on the day of inauguration, all the cooking is happening. Inauguration, right? Thousands of devotees have come, they have to feed. So cooking is happening. While the cooking is happening, by mistake his small little son jumps inside a hot boiling water and he dies. Now when he dies and when this Ramdas comes to know about it, he's crying. He said, my lord, is this fair? My whole family dedicated to you. I made such a beautiful temple. I served you so nicely. See, sometimes the bhajans, na, they're not normal. Sometimes the bhajans are like Ninda Stuti. They'll be in the bhajan, the devotee is fighting with the Lord. So this Ramdas in his bhajan, he's fighting with the Lord. What do you think? I made such a big temple for you and this is how you treat me? And you know what? That golden mala which you are wearing in your neck, your father-in-law didn't give it to you. I gave it to you. And you know that golden necklace which Sita Mata is wearing? You didn't buy it for her. I bought it for her. This is how I served you. And this is how you treat me? Now my son dies. And he's criticizing Lord Ram. And when Hanuman hears there, he comes there and he, you know, with his divine power, he revives the son back. And then all the devotees become very happy. So sometimes, you know, it's most of the time, it's Hanuman who does the job. You know, Lord Ram is so busy and Hanuman is doing all the job, taking care of Lord Rama's devotees.
चारो जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्धि जगत उजियारा.
ओ यो चारो जुग ऑल द फोर युगास ऑल द डिवोटीज आर ग्लोरीफाइंग यू. यू नो हाउ जांबवान वाज ऑल द फोर युगास ही वाज देयर सत्ययुग द्वापर त्रेता एंड इवन नाउ ही इज देयर एंड विल बी देयर टिल द कलियुगा. यू नो सो हाउ जांबवान वाज सपोज टू बी गेटिंग किल्ड and how Hanuman saved is a big story some other day. But Charo Jug Partap Tumara, how Hanuman saved even Jambavan and in all the four yugas he has helped all the devotees.
Sadhu Sant Ke Tum Rakhware Asura Nikandana Ram Dulare.
Always saving the sadhus, always protecting the sadhus. That's why he's Ram Dulare. That's why he's Ram's favorite. Somebody who serves Vaishnava becomes Lord's favorite. And Hanuman is always serving the devotees.
अष्ट सिद्धि नव निधि के दाता असबर दीन जानकी माता.
हनुमान हैड अष्ट सिद्धिस एंड ही हैड नव निधिस. निधिस आर यू नो व्हाट कुबेर हैड गोल्डन लोटस टॉर्टोइज ऑल लाइक देयर आर नव निधिस. एंड हु गेव इट टू हनुमान? सीता माता. व्हेन हनुमान वेंट टू अशोक वाटिका सीता माता ब्लेस्ड हिम विद अष्ट सिद्धिस एंड नव निधिस. सो अष्ट सिद्धिस आर हनुमान कैन बिकम स्मॉलर बिगर हैवियर लाइटर ऑल दैट.
राम रसायन तुम्हारे पासा सदा रहो रघुपति के दासा.
राम रसायन, रसायन द एलिक्सर, द नेम ऑफ लॉर्ड राम इज योर प्रॉपर्टी एंड इट्स ट्रू. वंस हनुमान व्हेन वंस लॉर्ड राम वाज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग लॉट ऑफ गिफ्ट्स एवरीबडी स्टैंडिंग इन द लाइन एंड लॉर्ड इज वेटिंग हाउ कम हनुमान इज नॉट कम येट. इन द लास्ट हनुमान कम्स. सो लॉर्ड राम सेज यू आर लेट आई ऑलरेडी डिस्ट्रीब्यूटेड एवरीथिंग. So Hanuman says, no, there's something that you have. It may be very small, but I want that. So Ram said, really, I don't have everything I distributed. I said, no, you have something. Okay, what is that? No, your name. Your name will be my property. Give me your name. So then Rama says, okay, from today onward, my name is yours. So Lord Ram's name is a property of Hanuman. So he says, Ram Rasayan, the elixir of devotion of Lord Ram is with Hanuman. Tumhare paasa sada raho Raghupati ke daasa. He is always Lord Ram's servant.
तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे.
Oh, somebody remembers you, you will connect them to Lord Ram and you will free them from the bondage. Janma janma, we are going on taking life after life, we are going on taking birth. That bondage Hanuman will free us from that. How? By connecting us to Lord Ram.
अंत काल रघुपर पुर जाई जहां जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई.
हनुमान इज सो कीन दैट एवरीबडी शुड रिमेंबर लॉर्ड राम. इन फैक्ट जाम्बली व्हाट इज दैट स्टोरी यू नो व्हेन ही व्हेन हनुमान डिस्टर्ब्स द होल अशोक वाटिका देन दिस रावण सन जाम्बुबली ही कम्स टू फाइट. सो देर इज दिस पास्ट टाइम वेर व्हेन ही वॉज किलिंग जाम्बुबली ना just rotating him in his finger, at that time he is telling the name of Ram, 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 so that he should hear the name of Ram while he is leaving his body, so that he can get higher destination. So Hanuman was so keen, he was a preacher, he wanted everybody should remember Lord Ram, you know. So Antakal, he wanted in the Antakal, you know, devotees should remember Lord Ram, you know. They were so particular, even in that war scene, he is thinking, how can I deliver this devotee, how can I connect him to Lord Ram.
और देवता चित्त न धरई हनुमान से सर्व सुख करई.
सो तुलसीदास इज सेइंग आई डोंट एस्पायर फॉर दिस पर्सन दैट पर्सन, आई जस्ट वांट हनुमान जी इन माय लाइफ एंड आई एम सैटिस्फाइड बिकॉज हनुमान कैन कनेक्ट मी टू लॉर्ड राम.
संकट कटे मिटे सब पीरा जो सुमिरे हनुमान बलबीरा.
इफ एनीबडी रिमेंबर्स हनुमान ऑल द संकट ऑल द ऑब्स्टेकल्स इन देयर लाइफ विल गो अवे.
जय 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 हनुमान गोसाई कृपा करो गुरुदेव किनाई.
जय 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 हनुमान, प्लीज ब्लेस अस, यू नो, टेक अ रोल ऑफ अवर स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड कनेक्ट अस टू लॉर्ड श्री राम.
जो शतवार पाठ कर कोई छूटे बंधु महासुख होई.
Somebody is reciting the glories of Hanuman regularly, then they'll get free from this bondage of material world.
जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होए सिद्धि सा की गौरीसा.
Somebody is reading Hanuman Chalisa, they'll be benefited, yeah, because when you hear Hanuman Chalisa, it's all connected to Hanumanji and how he gloriously served Lord Ram, so definitely will be purified.
तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा कीजे नाथ हृदय मम डेरा.
सो तुलसीदास इज प्रेइंग टू हनुमान जी दैट यू नो मेक माई हार्ट योर रिसाइडिंग प्लेस, प्लीज रिसाइड इन माई हार्ट. हनुमान रिसाइड्स इन तुलसीदास हार्ट, इन हनुमान हार्ट राम लक्ष्मण सीता रिसाइडिंग. सो अल्टीमेटली लॉर्ड रिसाइड्स इन अवर हार्ट. वेन एवर वी रिमेंबर द डिवोटीज, then automatically we get connected to the Lord. Why? Because that devotee is carrying the Lord in the heart. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam canto 9, there is this particular verse where Lord Ram is saying that even though I am leaving this world, I am keeping my two lotus feet in the heart of my devotee. So when we worship the Vaishnavas, then we get the blessings of Lord Ram, you know. There is this pastime where you know, Lord Ram had given Kishkinda to Sugriv, and he had given Ayodhya to Bharat, and he gave Lanka to Vibhishan. So Lord was telling Hanuman, hey Hanuman, anybody who comes in touch with me, I'm giving them kingdom. I didn't give you any kingdom. And Hanuman said, I already have two kingdoms with me. Ram said, really? Where are those two kingdoms? And he says, your two lotus feet, they are my kingdoms, you know, Lord. I don't need anything else, you know. And Hanuman becomes so happy.
So, Pavana Tanaya Sankata Harana Mangala Murati Roop Rama Lakhana Sita Sahita Hridaya Basahu Surabhu.
In the last, Tulsidas is saying, Pavana Tanaya, O son of, Tanaya means son of Pavan, Sankata Harana, oh, you remove all obstacles, Mangala Murati, oh, somebody remembers you, everything will be auspicious in their life, Ram Lakhan Sita Sahita Basav Surabhu, oh, with Ram, Lakshman and Sita, please recite in my heart. This is very beautiful pastime of Tulsidas also. How the Mughal king called Tulsidas and says, I want to see miracles. I heard that you show a lot of miracles. And Tulsidas says, I don't know any miracle. I just chant Lord Ram's name. And this Muslim king Akbar, he gets very upset and he says, imprison Tulsidas. And when the soldiers are trying to take him to the prison, Tulsidas immediately remembers Hanuman. And when he remembers Hanuman, all the monkeys come off inside the palace and they start breaking things. And then Akbar goes and says, oh, Tulsidas ji, please forgive me. And the moment Tulsidas forgives him, all the monkeys go back. Of course, there's so many pastimes of Hanumanji. Actually, because of Hanumanji, Tulsidas could see Lord Ram. Because Tulsidas, when he was in Kasi, every day after taking bath, he used to take some water and he used to put it in a babul tree. And that babul tree had some Brahma Rakshasa living there. So after some time, the Brahma Rakshasa said, hey, Tulsidas, I'm very happy with you. You have quenched my thirst. Every day you are feeding water to me. What can I give you? He said, I don't need anything. No, no, you ask some desire. So he said, give me Lord Ram's devotion. He said, look, I cannot give you spiritual wishes. I can only give you materialistic things. I don't want anything materialistic. And I said, okay, I can give you one hint. Since you want to see Lord Ram, you know, there is one leper who comes every day to hear Ram Katha. He's not a leper. Actually, he's Hanuman. Catch him, he can show you Lord Ram. So then next day during the Ram Katha, Tulsi sees, there is a leper, you know, with a blanket. And then Tulsi goes and catches his feet. Oh, please show me Lord Ram. Then Hanuman says, I can show you, but one condition is, on your own, you have to understand this is Lord Ram. I can't introduce you. Lord will come, but you have to understand this is Lord. Then Tulsi says, okay. So then next day he waits whole day. Lord never comes. Then again another day he asks Hanuman, hey, you said Lord will come, but Lord never came. Hanuman said, Lord came, you never saw. You know, the other day somebody passed with on a horse. He was Lord Ram. Then Tulsi thought, this is very big problem. Though Lord is coming, I'm not able to recognize. Next day what happened? Tulsi was making some sandalwood paste. And he was putting sandalwood paste for everybody's head. So Lord Ram and Lakshman also came. But Tulsi is not able to recognize. He's putting sandalwood paste on them also, putting nice tilak. This time Hanuman helped him. He took a form of a parrot. And on the branch of the tree, he started singing. Oh, what a beautiful atmosphere. On the bank of the river, Tulsi is making nice sandalwood paste and Ram and Lakshman are sitting. And, you know, Tulsi is putting tilak on them. So the moment the parrot sings that, Tulsi understands, oh, this is Ram and Lakshman. And he immediately holds their legs. So like that, Hanumanji connected Tulsidas to Lord Sri Ram. So on this auspicious occasion, we also pray heartfully to Sri Hanumanji, that he please connects us to Lord Sri Ram, Lakshman, Sita Devi, and bless us and remove all the dirt in our heart and give us devotional service, connect us Guru Parampara, give us strength to continue our woes that we have taken in spiritual life, and have our conduct in such a way that we please Guru and Krishna by our mind, body and words. With this prayer, I close it here today. Shri Hanuman Ji Ki Jai, Tulsidas Ji Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna. Okay. What I understand is, your question is, how do we get that same enthusiasm, like how Hanuman is so enthusiastic to serve Lord Ram, so where do we get that enthusiasm from? So there are many aspects to this. So sometimes our inspiration is not linear, it is triangle. It's not that sometimes it's like this, those who are pure devotees, they may not need any other inspiration. For them, they see Lord, the moment they see Lord, they have that spontaneous love for the Lord and they want to serve the Lord. And their life is very simple. But our attraction towards Lord is not linear. Our attraction is sometimes triangular. That means we are attracted to some devotee and that devotee is attracted to the Lord, and seeing his attraction to the Lord inspires us. So sometimes our inspiration is triangular. So that is why, if we want to be high in spirits for doing service, we have to always associate with those who are high in spirits in serving. That is a very big inspiration. Because the environment, see, sometimes you hear some beautiful class and you are very inspired. Okay, from today onwards, I really want to do lot of service to Lord. Yeah, but that inspiration, it has to stay stronger and longer. For that inspiration to stay stronger and longer in your life, you have to also create the right environment. Just like if you want to, you know, ice cream has to be maintained in a certain temperature, otherwise it will melt. Ice cream has to be put in refrigerator only. Then only it will be in its ice cream form, otherwise it will become milkshake. Similarly, the temperature has to be maintained in our heart. The temperature has to be maintained in the environment. So if we are in that kind of environment where everybody is very enthusiastic in serving the Lord, then we catch up the fever. Just like, you know, this corona infection, it is so contagious. Anybody who just goes next to the people who are suffering with this infection, they get the infection. The Krishna consciousness is also like that. It's very infectious. When we associate with people who have that enthusiasm and devotion, we catch it. Definitely it will come to us even if we want it or we don't want it. Sometimes we may say, I am taking association, but I still don't feel inspired. It's okay. Oh, many, many lifetime we have been spent independent of Krishna. So we become conditioned like that. And there are so many codes. It will take some time. But nothing is a time waste. Even if we apparently feel that there is no change in me, 10 years, 15 years, we feel that, but change is there. Sometimes the covering is, so many coverings are there that even if certain coverings are removed, we don't even realize. We feel, where is the change? I am the same person. But nobody can be same person if they are chanting regularly and they are serving regularly. You cannot be same person. You may feel you are the same person, no changes are there. There is definitely a change. Just like you cannot see the change in the height every day, but you grow. Children, they grow. But every day if you measure with the tape, you know, you cannot say, he's not growing. No, every day if you measure, you cannot understand. But after 1 year, you will understand the child grew. So did you see growing? No, but the child grows. So we grow in spiritual life. When we associate with the right people and we chant and we serve, yeah, we'll grow. We'll become better. We'll become better. So, of course, this can be a class in itself. But one simple tip is, to associate with the people who are enthusiastic, then we'll get enthusiasm. And so many things has to be done. Just something, you know, for a milkshake, you need ice, you need sugar, you need milk, you need fruit, like that. So you need association, you need reading, you need hearing, you need chanting, you need service. You need to take only prasadam. So like that, if everything is the A, B, C, D is followed properly, you know, the association and the books and the diet and the chanting, A, B, C, D is followed properly, definitely the enthusiasm will come, you know, by reading and hearing. Like today we read the Hanuman Chalisa. It's inspiring how Hanumanji served so enthusiastically, so fascinating to know all about his pastimes. So like that, the more we hear and chant and read and associate and avoid certain things like Vaishnava Prad or hearing criticism of Vaishnava. Sometimes we do everything so nicely, but at the last we hear the criticism of some Vaishnava and then we spoil all our bhakti lata. Unnecessary, it gets trampled. With such care and affection, we are growing those, nurturing those plants in our garden. But because of Vaishnava Parad, they come like elephant and they just trample our bhakti lata and go away. So if we can be careful of that one aspect of, you know, like taking a vrata, I will not hear criticism of any Vaishnava, no matter what happens. And if anybody comes and shares with me also, I'll ask him, is it something to do with me personally, my seva? Then only, otherwise I'm not interested what that devotee did and when and what. If that one, mantra we can keep in our life, you know, that one promise to ourselves, that's it. Because rest, everything is very easy. The marga has already been given by Srila Prabhupada. That one thing, if we can control our agitation of, you know, that interest and curiosity of hearing about others' life, Krishna consciousness will become so simple. I hope it helps. Yeah.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage, sab Krishna.